Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the In Between Podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly, and today I have so much you guys to talk about. Also, if you haven't noticed the sound change, I got a new mic, which is a lot better than what I had before, so thank God for that. Today, I want to talk to you guys about your future. So today's title of the podcast is My Future is Already Written. Why? Because God has already made a plan. Way before we were even born, we were set on this earth for a purpose, for a reason. He has our entire life planned out. Every second, every minute, every hour, every situation, God has that planned out already. So I wanted to talk to you guys about that. I know it's graduation season, summer season. There's a lot of change going on and some people are nervous about it. And I just want to give you guys some encouragement because this season of your life is the most important season of your life. Congrats to those who graduated. I am very proud of you guys. I'm just going to tell you guys it's not easy. I know that for a fact. So let's just go ahead and open up with a verse. So today I want to read to you guys Psalms 112, 6 through 10. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will remember forever. They will have no fear or of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteous endures forever their horn. They will be lifted high in honor. The wicked will see and be vexed. They will gnash their teeth, waste away. The longings of the wicked will not come to nothing. Can we just talk about that? Like that whole little paragraph right there is so powerful. And just that little bit of words, honestly, like it just kind of like ties the whole Bible together. Like, guys, we are here for a reason. We are here because God put us on this earth. God has a reason for us. And for that, if we trust in Him, if we put our all in Him, if we just focus on Him and believe that He has a plan and we're not going to worry about the future, we're not going to stress about it or try to change things and make things your own way, just let go and let God give your life in His hands because it will always come out for good. Go back into when it says, the wicked will see and be vexed and will gnash their teeth and waste away. The longings of the wicked will come to nothing. The longing of the wicked will come to nothing. Guys, we're good. Good is going to come for good. And the wicked will come to nothing. We are meant to be something. We are not wicked. We are not evil. We are not on the dark side, pretty much. We are good. I mean, we are meant to be something. God has a plan for us. There's something in the future that He has already set. He already put it in His mind. He already has it in that book of His that we're going to do this with our life because He put us on that earth for that life. That right there is your calling. That right there is what your purpose of life is. Nobody on this earth does not have a purpose. Nobody. Every single one of you guys have a purpose. Every single one of you guys have a reason to live. If your heart is full, there is no need to worry. Because if your heart is full on God, full trusting on God, you are just going to put your heart and give it your all. He will carry you through it all. No matter what situation is to come, there's dark moments in your life where you're going to have to go through it. There are times where you're going to fail. There's times where you're going to feel like, what is the point of me even living? But that's because God's going to put you in that situation. Because right there, He's going to build you up and He's going to move you. He's going to use you in that situation, in that time of brokenness, so He can build you up on that. He's going to make you stronger. You can't go to the gym and lift the same weight every single day and think and expect to get stronger. You can't do that. You're going to be used to it. It's going to be neutral. It's just going to be light work. You can't, like, no. You have to keep adding more weights, and it's going to get harder and harder and harder. So that's the same thing with God. You can't just go through the same level of faith. You have to keep pushing. You're going to go through trials. You're going to go through a lot of things in your life and hardship, and that's only because it's going to make you stronger in faith, and He's going to prepare you for whatever He put you on this earth for. Nobody has the power to control the future. So there's no need to worry about it. Nobody knows what is to come. Not even the devil himself knows what is to come. Only God knows. Only God knows what the future holds, because he's the one that written everything. We can't control the future. The future is not on our hands. Same thing, we have to forget about the past because the past is in the past. Well, we're going to need to leave the future in the future. That's it. The future can stay in the future and the past can live in the past. Whatever we need to worry about right now is our right now, our present. Our presence. Okay, I just graduated high school. So what am I going to do right now? I just finished a Bible study. So what am I going to do right now? I just lost somebody. What am I going to do right now? That's what we need to focus on. We're not going to focus on the future. We're not going to focus on the past. We're going to focus on our right now, because our future has already been handled by God. Our future is in God's hand, and we can leave that in there. No matter what is to come, things are going to work out for your good. And I can testify on that, because my testimony shows how God uses things for good. Just use it for your right now. What are you going to do right now, in this very moment? What are you going to do to grow your faith with God? What are you going to do right now to work for God? What are you going to do right now to figure out what your calling is? You can't just be a sitting duck and expect a miracle to happen. You have to work on those miracles. You have to work and work and work and to push forward. God is not going to just miraculously show up on your doorstep and say, "Well done, my child, for you have served me." No, you have to do the work for it. You can't just say, "Oh, I believe in God," and not do anything about it. Same way you can say, "Oh, I don't worship the devil," but you're listening to the music, you're going to be watching the shows, you're going to be speaking these type of languages, you're going to be living this entire certain lifestyle, but that's not serving God. You need to actually put the work into it, because if you're worried about your future, then you're obviously not putting the work into it. You should not be worried as long as you're putting your work into your future. The work that you're doing right now will come together in the end, because God has a life and a purpose for you. He has a reason for you to be on this earth, and that is why you should not be worrying about the future. You should be worrying about right now. What are you going to do right now? Ask God. Pray Him. "Father, I want to serve you. I don't want to be worried about my future. I want to know what I should do right now so that when the time comes, I am prepared for what you have ready for me, what you have planned for me. Please, Lord, how can I prepare myself? What can I do? What should I do? What do I do?" Focus on your right now. Prepare yourself for what is to come. Don't worry about what is to come. Prepare yourself for what is to come. Okay, you guys are probably gonna make fun of me, but I cannot pronounce this one. Is it like Ecclesiastes? I seriously cannot pronounce it. But whatever that book is, Ecclesiastes, I cannot pronounce it. I don't know why. I tried. I can't pronounce it, okay? But 8:7-7. I'm gonna read to you guys, because this one right here is another powerful verse. Like, when I just tell you guys, like, oh my gosh, this Bible. "Since no one knows the future, who can tell someone else what is to come? As no one has the power over the wind to contain it, so no one has power over the time of their death, as no one is discharged in the time of war, so wickedness will not release those who practice it." Nobody has control of what is to come. We don't know what it is. Not even the wind knows what it is. Only God knows. So why are we trying to take control? I know some of you guys are perfectionists. I know a lot of perfectionists in my life. And let me tell you guys, they're struggling. They're struggling because they want everything to be perfect, everything to be done their way, and then they end up failing. Because they're not trusting in God's plan. Because they're not letting God do it. They're trying to take over God's plan. They're trying to make it their plan. That's not going to work out. The only plan that's going to work out is God's plan. Your plan will not work out over God's. He has already put you in this life for a reason. He put you in this world. He knew you before you were even born, before you were even created. He thought of you. He knew he was going to make you. He took time and dedication into working on to creating you into the person who you are. You are God's creation. The same way the sunset is so beautiful, you are beautiful yourself, or handsome, guy or girl, whichever one. You guys are made to be on this earth for a reason, and that is because God put you on this earth on purpose. So let's trust in God's plan and not make it our own, because it will not work out. No matter what plan happens, or what plan we have set, or whatever plan we're going to trust, if it's not God's plan that we're trusting, it's not going to work. It's going to fail. We do not need to worry about our past, because God wants to focus on the right now. His love is all of a sudden. His love is just going to be full of surprises, and we don't know what is to come. So that's why we need to focus on our right now. We need to focus on what is to come and how we can prepare ourselves for what's to come. We're not going to worry about, oh, well, what if this doesn't work out? Or what if this doesn't happen and I can't do that? We can't know. We can't have that mindset. Because if we have that mindset, we're going to be spending our time present worrying about what's to come instead of preparing ourselves. So when that time comes, we don't know what to do. We're not prepared. Or it might take longer for us to have that time because we're not preparing ourselves. The longer you take for yourself to prepare yourself for what God has ready for you, the longer God's going to take to give it to you. You need to put that work in. You need to put that effort in. The same way you have to put work into school so you can graduate is the same way you have to put effort into God so you can have that next calling, that next plan, that next blessing, whatever it is to come, whatever His plan is. If you want to know what His plan is, work on it. Work on what you need to do. Whether it's building a relationship with God, whether it's talking to people, whether it's bringing somebody to church, no matter what it is, act bold. Do what God wants you to do. Pray more. Read your Bible. Cannot stress this about it anymore. I feel like I say this in every episode. Read your Bible. Your Bible has all of the answers. I keep reading more and more verses. These verses are, they are present. They are timeless. No matter what situation, what era, what generation we're in, this Bible has an answer to whatever situation. Because like it or not, we're all human. We're all going to go through the same struggles. Nothing's changed. God has never changed. He is loving. He is faithful. He is good. And He will never change. His plan will never change. It might have a little off courses because of your decisions. But as long as you go back to God, His plan will come. There is no doubt about it. God's plan will continue to come. Okay. I'm going to read to you guys 2 Corinthians 1:10. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and He will deliver us again. On Him, we have set our hope that He will continue to deliver us. As you help us by your prayers, then many will give thanks on your behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answers of the prayers of many. God is continuously good. If He did it for somebody in the past, He will do it for you. If He blessed a friend, He will bless you. If He saved somebody, He will save you. He let His Son die on the cross for us. He will continue to do it. He's not going to pick favorites. He's not going to give other people special treatment. He's going to bless every single one of you guys on this earth. Whatever He does for one person, He does it for the other. He is endless and it'll go time and time and time and time again. There's no limits when it comes to God. God is endless. God is infinity. God is so good. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know what your labor in the Lord is, not in vain. No matter what we do for God, it's not vain. It's not in vain. God is good. God is not going to make you guys do something and be miserable. Tell me a time where you served the Lord and you were miserable. Tell me. You can't, because every single time you serve the Lord, every single time you read the Bible, tell me you've never read the Bible and you were in the bad mood. You can't be in a bad mood while reading your Bible. God is so good. God is endless. And I'm just going to tell you guys right now, I'm going to end this off right here. Trust in your future always, because God is so, so good.